34B1, second column. Gemara is discussing about the Mishnah set a rule. Mitzvah is connected to time. Women are not obligated in. Okay, any time-bound mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, where do we learn it out from? Okay, so the Gemara answered, we learn it out from the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin, women are not obligated in. Why are women not obligated in tefillin? Because in the same pasuk where it says learn Torah, it says put on tefillin. Women are not obligated to learn Torah, so therefore they're not obligated to put on tefillin. Why are women not obligated to learn Torah per se? In other words, they have an obligation to learn everything they need to know, which is enough for many lifetimes. But they don't have a mitzvah per se of sitting and learning like a man does. So because it says, Vishinantam levanecha, teach your son. Sigmar says, only your son, not your daughter. In the same pasuk it says about putting on tefillin. So therefore, we learn out, women don't have to put on tefillin. So the Gemara says, therefore, from the mitzvah of tefillin, we learn out any mitzvah which is connected to time, women don't have to do. Excuse me. Any mitzvah connected to time, women don't have to do. Okay? But the Gemara mentioned before, there are a few mitzvahs connected to time that women do have to do. One of them is simcha, to be happy on Yom Tov. Because it says in the Torah, "Samachta bechagecha," you should be happy, you, your son, your daughter. So obviously, women are obligated to be happy on Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks a very simple question. Why do we learn out the mitzvahs connected to time from tefillin, that they don't have to do it? Why don't we learn it out from simcha, that they do have to do it? Okay? And that's the Gemara's question. About the Alfina mitzvah leptura, what, instead of learning it out from tefillin, that women don't have to do it, yal neilef mi simcha lechiyuva, learn it out from the mitzvah of simcha that women do have to do. Right? So the Gemara says like this. Amar Abaye Abaye answers like this. The truth is, women are not obligated to be happy. A man has an obligation to make his wife happy on Yom Tov. But it's not her obligation, it's his obligation to make her happy.
Like
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the man's obligation is to make his wife happy?
On Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov.
We're going to see in a second.
Not during the week?
No. Not. Oh, just Yom Tov.
Buy jewelry?
Yeah. That's what it says. Amar Abaye says like this. Isha baile mesamcha. The mitzvah is, the man has to make the wife happy. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, almana ma'ika lememer, so then, if a woman's a widow, doesn't the Torah obligate her to be happy, and yet she has no husband to make her happy? What was the Gemara's answer? The woman doesn't have a mitzvah to be happy, the man has a mitzvah to make his wife happy. But if she's a widow, who's going to make her happy? She has to make herself happy. So you see, a woman has a mitzvah becoming happy on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking, b'shuruya etzli. It's speaking a widow who hangs around families. So the family is obligated to make her happy, but not herself. Okay, this is the question and answer of the Gemara. Okay? In other words, like Rashi explains, the mitzvah of a woman being happy on Yom Tov is not the woman's mitzvah, is the husband's mitzvah. Now, the Gemara says like this. How do you make a man happy? Wine and meat. Woman, have to buy jewelry and clothing. That's what it says, have to buy jewelry and clothing for Yom Tov. Okay? So the Gemara's question was, why do we learn out all mitzvahs connected to time? Women don't have to do it because they don't have to do tefillin. Let's learn it out from the mitzvah of being happy. Women have to do that. And let's learn out that all mitzvahs connected to time, they do have to do. So the Gemara says, no, there's no mitzvah for a woman to be happy. The mitzvah is on the husband to make the woman happy. So the Gemara tries a different thing. So the Gemara says, v'neilif mihakel. Learn it out from the mitzvah of hakel. What's the mitzvah of hakel? That the year after the sabbatical year, every Jew in the country has to come to the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkis for the mitzvah of hakel. Hakel literally means the assembly gathering all the Jews together. Now, The Torah over there by Hakel says clearly, men, women, and children. Now Hakel is also connected to time. It's one every 7 years. And yet women have to do it. So again, the question is, you said a statement. Why don't women have to keep mitzvahs connected to time? Because we learn it out from Tefillin. Learn it out from Hakel. Hakel they have to do. So let's learn out that all mitzvahs they have to do. So Gemara said like this. Because matzah and Hakel are shnei ksuvim aborim ke'echad. Are two psukim that say the same law. In other words, like this. There's a rule in Torah, according to one opinion at least. When the Torah says the same din twice, why does the Torah say the same din by two different mitzvahs? The Torah says the same din by only these two mitzvahs. Because it teaches us that only those two mitzvahs they're obligated in and nothing else. By the mitzvah of matzah, we know, even though it's connected to time, women have to eat matzah. We learned that. Because they're not allowed to eat chametz. So if you're not allowed to eat chametz, you have to eat matzah. So women have to eat matzah and Pesach.
Because it says in a positive and a negative way.
In the same positive.
Right. That means that...
No. By matzah, the Torah says like this. Don't eat chametz, eat matzah. Okay. That's not two psukim. It's one pasuk that says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah. From there, the Gemara learns out that whoever is obligated in not eating chametz, which is a negative commandment that women are obligated in all negative commandments, they have an obligation to eat matzah. Okay? So we know one thing. Women have to eat matzah. Hakel, the Torah says women have to keep. The fact that the Torah says it in two places, matzah and hakel, that women have to keep it, means only those two mitzvahs women have to keep. But all other mitzvahs bound to time, they don't have to keep. That's what the Gemara is answering. Because it says, matzah and hakel, ashnei ksuvim bam ke'echad, two teaching the same law. And the rule is, v'chol shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad, ein melamdim. Anytime you have two laws saying the same din, like hakel says women have to keep it, matzah women have to keep, right? So therefore we learn only those two women have to keep. All other positive mitzvahs connected to time, they don't have to keep. So Gemara says, Ihachi. Okay, let's do it the other way. Tefillin uriya shnei ksuvim bam ke'echad. I'll show you two mitzvahs that women don't have to keep. Tefillin. We said before, women don't have to wear tefillin. And the mitzvah of going up to the Beis HaMikdash on a regular holiday, the women don't have to do.
Only every 7 years.
Because the Torah says, clearly, all the male should come up for the Yom Tov. So the mitzvah of going up is only on the men. Okay? So like this. Women don't have to do the mitzvah of going to the Beis HaMikdash. They don't have to put on tefillin. And yet there's two psukim telling us that. Which would imply all the other mitzvahs they would have to keep. So if anything, the Gemara asks, let's learn out from tefillin and the mitzvah of going up to the Beis HaMikdash that women have to keep every other mitzvah in the book.
How is the man going to keep the women happy if they're not home?
No, and before you leave.
Imagine going through a holiday without your
No, family. First of all, that's what I'm saying. They weren't obligated to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, but they used to go up with the families. They didn't have an obligation.
But they did go.
Right.
It was like a joyous trip.
Yeah, family reunion. Family venture. So the Gemara says like this. Let me just explain this. Tefillin and Re'iya, going up to the Beis HaMikdash, are two mitzvahs. It's teaching us the same thing, that women don't have to do it. So the Gemara says, so let's learn out that all the other mitzvahs they do have to keep. So the Gemara says, no, because these two are not two mitzvahs coming together. Because I couldn't learn out one from the next. And because I can't learn out one from the next, you can't say the fact that the Torah says these two teaches me for all the other mitzvahs. Because I wouldn't be able to learn out these two, one from another. Why? It says like this. The ikos v'rachmona tefillin, if the Torah only told us women don't have to wear tefillin, v'leikosiv v'ri'iyah, and it doesn't say the mitzvah of going up to the Beis HaMikdash, I would think Re'iyah, going up to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov, they would have to do. You know why? Because I would think, let's learn it out from Hakel. If they go up to the Beis HaMikdash every 7 years, right, then they would have to go up maybe every Yom Tov. If the Torah didn't tell me that women don't have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year, I would think that they taka would have to. You know why? Because Hakel, for sure, they have to. Once every 7 years. So I would think, 1 minute, then every Yom Tov they have to go up. And then it says, V'ikosev rachamana ri'iyah, and if the Torah says that going up to the Beis HaMikdash, women are not obligated in. V'ikosev tefillin, it didn't tell us that women don't have to wear tefillin. Havamina akish tefillin l'mezuzah. I would think that instead of likening tefillin to Torah, that women don't have to do, I would think tefillin is likened to mezuzah, and a woman does have to do it. So tzricha, therefore I need all these things. In other words, what's all mixed up over here, we're trying to figure out the source that women don't have to keep time-bound mitzvahs. Okay, the Gemara is trying to figure out, because in the Torah it doesn't say clearly. Okay? We're trying to figure out, in the last few pages, okay, how in the world do I know that women don't have to sit in the sukkah and do lulav and all that? How do I know? Okay? So, Abaye said before in the Gemara, we learn it out from tefillin. Women don't have to wear tefillin, so therefore we learn out all the other mitzvahs connected to time, women don't have to do. So Gemara says, 1 minute, why are you picking tefillin, a mitzvah that they don't have to do? Pick a mitzvah they do have to do. Matzah, hakel. Those mitzvahs women have to do, even though they're connected to time. So maybe we should learn out from those mitzvahs that all the other mitzvahs connected to time women do have to do. Right? So Gemara's going back and forth. We have two mitzvahs like this and two mitzvahs like this. And the fact that the Torah says two mitzvahs, women yes, means everywhere else no. The fact that Torah says two mitzvahs women do, shows everywhere don't. So we're trying to figure out, again, from where do we know clearly that women don't have to keep... We know that's the halacha. The Mishnah said that's the rule. We're trying to figure out what's the source of it. From where do we know that women don't have to do it? So Gemara says, if that's the case, matzvah hakonami tzricha. Then before in the Gemara we said that the mitzvah of eating matzah women have to do, and hakah women have to do, right? And those teaches us that all the other mitzvahs they don't have to do. So Gemara says, I also need both of those. Why? Lamai tzricha, why do I need it? Bishlemi kosev rachmona hakel v'leksiv matzah. If the Torah would have said women, they have to do hakel, but they didn't write matzah, I would think Nelev Chamisha Osir Chamisha Osir Michag HaSukkos. Then I would think that women don't have to eat matzah. You know why? Because we learned already. Sukkos it says the 15th. Pesach it says the 15th. Just like Sukkah they don't have to keep. Maybe matzah they don't have to keep. So the Torah has to tell us matzah they have to eat. El Nichtev Rachmana Matzah. So the Gemara says, so let the Torah say matzah. V'lei boy hakel won't have to tell me the mitzvah that they have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Then I would think, tfeilim chayovim, if kids are obligated on hakel in the 7th year, the Torah says kids have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. If kids have to go up, women for sure have to go up. First of all, who's going to take care of the kids? No, that's not right. But if kids have to go up, women for sure have to go up. Hilko the Gemara says like this. Matzah and hakel are two psukim that come together. And they tell us those mitzvahs women are obligated in. Women are obligated to eat matzah. Women are obligated to go up to the Beis HaMikdash every 7th year. And therefore, from there we learn out that all the other mitzvahs of time-bound, women do not have to do. Okay, so this is the Gemara's new answer. How do I know women don't have to do any mitzvah connected to time? Because we find two mitzvahs connected to time that they must do. And the fact that over there the Torah said they gotta do it, teaches us all the other mitzvahs they don't.
So in other words, we're saying that because it's mentioned in the Torah what needs to be done
by those mitzvahs,
and is not mentioned about the other ones,
so we don't have to do them by the other ones.
Okay.
Right.
Otherwise, it would have been also mentioned.
Right.
And he started just a line or two before, was saying if Sukkos they are not obligated, so I would think that Pesach they are not obligated.
Matzah also not.
They are not obligated. But it says specifically that they are obligated to eat matzah.
It doesn't say specifically. The Torah says again, don't eat chametz, eat matzah.
Right.
So what do we learn out? It's not clear. We learn out whoever has to not eat matzah, chametz, has to eat matzah.
Right.
Right? But the Gemara said, but still, there's another way differently. Maybe I compare matzah to sukkahs. There's two ways of looking at it. You can compare matzah to not eating chametz and say women are obligated. Or you compare matzah to sukkahs, and just like sukkahs they don't have to do, matzah they also don't have to do.
And then he's saying, and that's why there is hakel, and I don't understand what he's saying.
Hakel is teaching us that the fact that by hakel the Torah says women have to do it,
every
7 years, and by matzah the Torah says they have to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That teaches me that any other mitzvah which is time bound, they don't have to keep. Because why is the Torah only saying it these two?
Yeah, otherwise it would have
said it. The Torah would have said it by nothing. The fact that the Torah says A and B women have to keep, meaning everything else not. So, because why is the Torah say A and B they have to keep? If they have to keep all mitzvahs, why is the Torah saying they have to keep A and B? The fact that it says they have to keep A and B means everything like A and B, they don't have to keep. Mitzvah is connected to time. When the women complain that they're second-class citizens because they don't have to do these mitzvahs, that's what they, you know, they always complain. It's a male-dominated religion, and the men got all the mitzvahs, and we have no mitzvahs. That is really just the opposite of what the Torah is really saying.
That's what you tell them.
It's a very simple logic.
Yeah.
The purpose of a mitzvah is to connect us to Hashem.
I mean, it's close.
Right.
Now,
the purpose.
Secular?
Yeah, yeah.
We
tell them about the Beis Hamikdash in New York, and then we tell them like this, that the. A mitzvah, the purpose of a mitzvah is to connect the Jew to Hashem. The fact that the Torah says women don't have to do it means, not like they think that they're second class citizens. What it means is they are self-connected, they don't even need the mitzvah to become connected. Because they're connected to Hashem without having to do the mitzvah.
That's not convincing.
And tell them, when you get up to the clock in the morning and do a mitzvah?
No, the truth is though, it's reality.
No.
The reality, why isn't it convincing? The purpose of a mitzvah, why do we do a mitzvah? To become connected. Mitzvah means connection. We do a mitzvah to be connected. The fact that the Torah says they don't have to do it doesn't mean they're losing out the connection. It means they have the connection, self-connected. The classic example. The Gemara says, okay, one of the biggest mitzvahs we have, Bismillah, right? So the Gemara says, women are considered circumcised. That's what the Gemara says. Roshim commanda malya domya. The Gemara says, women are considered circumcised. What does that mean? That they whatever a bris milah accomplishes, women have it by themselves. They don't need a bris. So the same thing with every mitzvah. Any mitzvah, the fact that a woman doesn't have to do it, means because they're connected, they don't need the mitzvah.
And that is really true. I mean,
it is true.
Close,
so then they ask a question. So why do men make a bracha? Shaleyosani isha, that God didn't make us a woman. So then why are you making that bracha? Okay? But the answer to that is also, what the explanation of all this is as follows. You can have, I always give this analogy. You can go to the bakery and buy a perfect cake. Perfect. unless if they smash it in the box, but in the bakery it's still perfect. Then you can go home, and your kid can bake a cake. Now the kid bakes a cake, it's a little lopsided, cockeyed, a little raw, burnt, whatever. Which cake is better?
My kids.
So the truth is, there's an advantage in this cake, that is perfect. The advantage of this cake is that they made it. Okay? So there's two things. Women, their advantage is that they're perfect, that they don't need the mitzvah. Our advantage is that we have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Which, by the way, if the woman doesn't need the mitzvah because they're automatically connected, they're automatically connected perfectly to perfection. Because Hashem said you're connected. When we do a mitzvah, you know, we either do it right, a little wrong, 90%, 95%, whatever. So what's the advantage of our thing? When the cake's cockeyed, there's still an advantage of the fact that you made it. So this is what the difference between men and women. It's pashut. Each one has its advantage that the other one doesn't have. So we make a bracha thanking Hashem that He gave us the opportunity to do the mitzvah. That He didn't make us a woman.
And they make a bracha that He did them according to His will. Meaning just perfect.
Yeah.
And not like the women believe that.
They don't have to believe it. But there's another thing, by the way. When a woman wants to get called up to the Torah, a woman wants to put on tefillin, right? The truth is, has nothing to do with religion. And the proof of it is very simple. They're not even doing the mitzvahs they have to do. Why do they want to put on tefillin? They want to get called up to the Torah. They don't keep Shabbos properly, they don't keep kosher properly, they don't do this properly, they don't do that properly, this they don't do at all. All of a sudden, it's not because they want to be connected to God. They say, the chutzpah, you can do it and we can't. We're going to show you that we can do it. So the answer to that is very simple. Tell the woman, one second, tell the woman, I always tell this to them, I'll make you a deal. Do all the mitzvahs that you have to do properly. And then you'll want to do this, you could also do it. Because religious women are not interested in doing all this stuff. They don't feel slaves that need to be liberated. They don't want it. From women, they're not interested in putting on tefillin. Because they know what all the responsibilities that they have to do. So, you make a deal with them. You do all the mitzvahs you have to do properly, and you still want to put on tefillin, we'll talk about it. But then they're not interested.
Rabbi, what about the side of the fact that we have to have the yoke of Torah for the responsibility?
Women have plenty of yokes.
That's so they are still, even though they're close to Hashem, they still have their own.
They are still have all the negative mitzvahs to keep. All the positive mitzvahs not connected to time. Right? Plus, all of Shabbos they have to keep, which is very complicated laws. All of Pesach they have to keep. I mean, there's so many mitzvahs they have to keep. How many mitzvahs already, if you think about it, on one hand, are the mitzvahs they don't have to keep? Tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, lulav, and shofar. That's it. All the other mitzvahs are not connected to time.
So when you say the word yoke?
Biblically not. Nowadays, yeah.
When we say the word yoke of Torah,
right,
is it referring specifically to the
positive and negative?
Positive and negative
mitzvahs, that's it.
It's not necessarily the learning and
the yoke of Torah means the yoke of doing what God wants us to do. Whatever it is. Whether it's learning, mitzvahs, whatever, positive, negative. It's the yoke meaning the responsibility that Hashem gave us to do.
So maybe you should go talk to them and see how they are.
They don't feel second class citizens.
Yeah, but he's saying talk with the religious woman.
That's right.
Talk to them.
That's
talk to them.
But Rabbi, one other question is that, you know, you said that the mitzvah of making woman happy, and then there's a man happy is with the meat and
wine.
So what about when we learn Torah and we get happy, we enjoy that? Is that something that is a special blessing, or is everybody has? How does that work?
In Tehillim, it says we say it every Shabbos in morning and davening. One of the reasons why a mourner is not allowed to study regular Torah or Tisha B'Av, you know, because officially Torah makes you happy.
Right.
But the Samachta B'Chagecha is physical. We're not talking about spiritual. We're talking about physical. Meat, wine for men, women, it's jewelry and clothing, yeah. And kids, it says give toys. Yeah.
Big kids, big toys, right?
Yeah, they want big toys.
With the driver license and all that.
Yeah. Little cars and big cars. Okay, but now the Gemara says like this. The premise up to now was, when there's two psukim that say women, then you don't learn, but that's only one opinion. There's another opinion that says, even when there's two psukim saying something, we could learn it out for all the other things too. That they're also the same din. So Gemara says, hey, that's only according to the Torah, the opinion that says that two psukim don't teach common law for the other things. According to the opinion of Rameir, that says that you could learn out everything else from the two, what can you say? Meaning, one opinion says, even if it says two places women have to do it, it teaches us everywhere else women have to do it also. So then we're back to where we started. How do you know women don't have to do it? And another thing is like this. Nosh mitzvah saseh shalei azman gram. A positive mitzvah which is not connected to time. We said before in the Mishnah, women have to keep, right? How do we know? Maybe women don't have to keep any mitzvahs. How do you know? Right? Mitzvah which is not connected to time. That noshim chayavis, women are obligated in. We know them from where do we know they are obligated? So the Gemara says, Yalef mimeira. We learn it out from the fear of parents. Ma nosh meira noshim chayavis. Just like women are obligated to respect parents. Afkol mitzvah saseh shalei azman grama. The same thing. Any mitzvah that women don't have, that they're not connected to time, women have to do. Okay, why? How do we know women have to respect parents? Because the Torah, the Rashi says like this. It says in the Chumash, what's wrong?
Okay,
34 B3, second column, B3, yeah? It says like this. Ish ime va'aviv tiro. The pasuk says, each man should fear his mother and father, but the word tiro is plural. The Torah grammatically should have said, each man should fear his father and mother, singular. If you say man, that's singular. The Torah says, each man, plural, should fear their father and mother. Why is the Torah saying plural? To teach us, a woman also has to respect the parents. Not only because it's a plural. So therefore, like this, fearing parents, fearing not afraid they're going to hit you, I mean awe, respect, not sitting in their seat, you know, not contradicting their words and so on. He says, just like women are obligated in the fear of parents, which is a positive mitzvah, not connected to time. From there we learn out, any mitzvah not connected to time, women have to keep. That's like the basis of it all. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Nelef mi Talmud Torah. Why don't you learn out? Why are you learning it out from fear of parents that they do have to keep? Right? Say, liken it, learning Torah is no time. Learning Torah is constant. Day and night. So it's not a mitzvah connected to time. It's not. Are women obligated in learning Torah? No, because it says teach your son. So Gemara says, why don't we learn out from Torah learning that women don't have to keep any mitzvah not connected to time. Because they don't have to learn Torah, and Torah is not connected to time. Why can't it be the basis that any mitzvah not connected to time, women don't have to do? Again, why are you learning it out from this mitzvah? Learn it out from this mitzvah. Right? Fear they have to do. Talmud Torah they don't have to do. So we say, because they have to do fear, they have to do all mitzvahs, not connected to time. So I says, 1 minute. Why are you learning out from that mitzvah? There's another mitzvah not connected to time called learning Torah. And learning Torah they don't have to do. So why are you learning out from this pasuk? Learning out from this pasuk. And this is the way the style of the Gemara goes. We're trying to figure out, you know, how do we know all this? Taisus asks here another question. Why don't we learn it out from mezuzah? The Gemara should have asked. Answered. How do we know women have to keep mitzvahs not connected to time? Give an example of mezuzah. Women have to put up a mezuzah not connected to time. So any mitzvah not connected to time, they have to keep. Taisus answered, because you can't learn it out from mezuzah, whatever. Okay. So the Gemara says, you know why? Because Mishum da have a Talmud Torah, v'piryu v'rivya shneiksim v'abayim ke'achad. So like this, women don't have to do Torah. Women, as the Gemara is going to explain, do not have a mitzvah to be fruitful and to multiply. And I want to explain a little bit. The Gemara is going to explain soon. Women, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. What's called the first commandment of the Torah, pruervu. Be fruitful and multiply. The Gemara says women are not obligated in that mitzvah. Why? We're going to see on the next page. Because the Gemara says like this. Pru urvu, what did Hashem tell Adam? Be fruitful, multiply. Umilo sa'aretz, fill the earth and conquer it. So the same passage, the Torah is explaining what's the concept of mitzvah, pru urvu, conquer the earth. Who goes to war? Men. Not nowadays. Men go to war, women don't. So therefore the Gemara learns that the mitzvah of pru urvu is on, and that's the halacha, by the way. The mitzvah of pru urvu is on a man, not on a woman. But, it says in halacha like this, because you can't do the mitzvah without a woman, so women get a part of the mitzvah. They get a part of the mitzvah. But the Gemara says like this, Torah they don't have to do, not connected to time. Pru urvu they don't have to do and it's not connected to time. Right? So the Gemara is going to ask, the Gemara is saying like this, you know why women have to keep all mitzvahs not connected to time? Because there are two mitzvahs not connected to time that the Torah says they do not have to keep. Torah and pru urvu. So if the Torah says by two mitzvahs they don't have to keep, that means all the other mitzvahs, they do have to keep. And then the Gemara says like this. Okay, now, top of the page, Lamed Hei. But the Gemara says like this, Rav Yechon ben Breika, but there is an opinion in the Mishnah in Yevamis that women do have to do pru urvu. It's not the halacha. But Rabbi Yechon ben Breika says that a woman is obligated in the mitzvah pru urvu. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayivarach Eisam Elokim," God blessed Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, and He said to them pru urvu, which means that the Torah is obligating, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, a woman to do the mitzvah. No, you turn the page. Yeah, right here on top. All the way on top. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika holds women are obligated in pru urvu. If that's the case, you don't have Torah and pru urvu anymore that women are not obligated in. You only have Torah, because women are obligated in pru urvu. So he says, okay, we have another mitzvah that women don't have to do. Talmud Torah opinion aben. Redeeming the firstborn. Okay, the Torah says, V'chol bechor adam bivanecha tivde. Okay? Now, we learned that a man has to redeem his firstborn son. Women don't. Women don't have to redeem a firstborn son. So again, Torah, and it's not connected to time. It's a mitzvah forever. You're supposed to do it on the 31st day, right? But if you didn't do it, you have a mitzvah every day to do it. It's not a mitzvah connected to time. So again, we have two mitzvahs that the Torah says women do not have to keep. That teaches us that all the other non-time-bounded mitzvahs, they do have to keep. Because the Torah says they don't have to keep it. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, that says that there's two mitzvahs according to him that women do have to do. Fear of parents and pruervu. Right? So now the Gemara is asking reverse. According to Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, we find two mitzvahs that women do have to do, which are not bound to time. L'cheira, that should teach us that all other mitzvahs not bound to time, they wouldn't have to do. Because these two mitzvahs, they do have to do. And according to the rule that if the Torah says twice that they do, that means all the other mitzvahs, they don't. So how do you know a woman is obligated to do mitzvahs not connected to time, according to him? So the Gemara says, Sericha, because I need both of those. I can't learn out pruervu and fear from each other. Why? The e cause of meido v'lo cause of pruervu. Because if the Torah only taught us a woman has to fear parents and not the mitzvah pruervu, that she's obligated. Avamina, I would think, like we said before, why do the chachamim hold? Why does the majority opinion say women don't have the mitzvah pruervu? Because it says conquer, and only men conquer, not women. If the Torah would have written the prohibitive, they have to do, and it wouldn't say fear parents. I would think another myth. I would think women don't have to fear parents. Why? Because I would think ish the sipik biyadi lases, a man who can do the mitzvah honoring parents without hindrance and in would have to. But ish ain't sipik biyadi lases. But a woman, there's no obligation to be able to, doesn't have the opinion to do it. I would think she's not obligated at all to fear the parent. So the Gemara says, Sricha. Meaning like this. There's a reason to think that a woman doesn't have to fear her parents. Because she has a husband to fear. That would think that the husband overrides the parents. See, if the Torah only said pruervu she has to keep, but the Torah didn't tell us fear of parents that she has to do, I would think maybe she doesn't. Because maybe she has to only deal with the husband. So the din is no, they have to do both. You have to fear the parents, and they...
The husband comes first.
Husband comes first. See, the Gemara differentiates it, explains at the bottom here. Commentators explain there's a difference between fear and honor. Honor basically means spending time with them. Right? You have to feed them, clothe them, right? It's jobs, like positive things you need to do for them. A woman is bound to the husband more. Fear means not to sit in their seat, not to contradict their words. There's nothing to do with the husband. It's not getting in the way of taking care of the husband. Honoring parents might get in the way of parents, of the husband. If the wife needs to go shop for the father, and the husband meanwhile needs her at home, or whatever, then she's not honoring the husband. But fearing parents, respecting parents, is not something the husband can get in the way for. Husband can't tell her, go sit in your father's seat, or go disrespect him, because that's not taking away from the husband. That's a very interesting differentiation between honoring parents and fearing parents. Fearing parents, besides Rashi's opinion of it, but everybody else says that a woman has an obligation to fear the parents because it cannot get in the way of taking care of the husband. And therefore a woman would have to do it. Okay. So therefore the Gemara says, Sricha, I need both things. Then the Gemara says, that's only good according to the opinion that says, this is going back to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, that the two psukim that you don't learn from there for everywhere else. But according to the opinion that says, two passages do teach would mean, if it's a Torah they don't have to keep, and fear, or no, the opposite way, that they have to keep fear, and they have to keep the mitzvah of Piriyavirivya. Okay? So Gemara said, but according to that opinion, how are you going to learn? So something, this Amr Rav says, a new explanation. How do we know women have to keep all mitzvahs that are not connected to time? And any mitzvah connected to time women don't have to keep, the Gemara learns it a whole new thing. Amr Rav, like this, says, Papunoi, the people from the city of Papunoi, in Bavel, Yodolei l'taima d'hamosa. They know the reason. And who is that? Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov knew the reason. And he says, I'll tell you, sum it up, why women have to keep mitzvahs and some mitzvahs not. It says like this, V'hoya l'chola eisa yotchol l'zikarim b'nei necha. It says in the Torah like this. We say this every day in davening after Aleinu, in Kaddish Likud B'chor. Should be a sign on your hand, remember it's between your eyes, that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Huksha kol ha-Tayra kulu l'tfilin. Tfilin is likened to the whole Torah. What is the part? In the same passage, the Torah says like this. Put on tefillin. Why? That the whole Torah of God should be in your mouth. That means the whole Torah is likened to tefillin. That's what the Gemara is saying. I mean, the Gemara is saying that's what the Pasuk says. Put on tefillin that the Torah of God should be in your mouth. So the Gemara learns, from here we learn out a rule. Everything in the Torah is likened to tefillin. Now, tefillin, women don't have to keep. Why? Because it's a mitzvah connected to time. From there we learn that any mitzvah connected to time, women don't have to keep. But all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, which are not connected to time, women have to keep. Because they're only freed from tefillin and anything similar to tefillin. Because the Torah uses tefillin as the classic example of the whole Torah. Tefillin they don't have to wear because it's connected to time. Right? Which means any mitzvah connected to time they don't have to keep. At the same time we learn any mitzvah not connected to time, not like tefillin, they do have to keep.
But that also has a...
Exception makes the rule. But over there, the Torah explicitly says differently.
And the rabbinic mitzvahs.
Some rabbinic mitzvahs. Again, all the rabbinic mitzvahs that are connected to time, some of them they have to do, some of them they don't have to do. To give you an example, Chanukah is coming up. Chanukah is a rabbinic mitzvah. It's not the biblical mitzvah. What are the seven rabbinic mitzvahs? Yeah? Women are obligated in Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, it's a mitzvah connected to time. You only do it during Chanukah. Why do they have to light Chanukah candles? So over there the Gemara says, because they were part of the miracle. Purim, women have to do all the mitzvahs of Purim. Listen to the Megillah and give the Shalach Manas and Matanas of Yeh. They have to do all the mitzvahs of Purim. So the Gemara says, why? It's a mitzvah connected to time. So again, the Gemara says, because they were part of the miracle. That rule only applies to rabbinic mitzvahs. Like, for instance, we said before, women have to eat matzah and Pesach. Why? Because the same pasuk says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah. Why doesn't, the Gemara says, why don't we say 1 minute? They also left Egypt. They're also part of the miracle. So that's why they have to do it. The answer to that is, it says in Halacha, that you only say that by rabbinic mitzvahs, not by biblical. Meaning, when the rabbis instituted mitzvahs, i.e., Chanukah, Purim, were they a part of the miracle? When the rabbis instituted the mitzvah, they said, listen, anybody involved in the miracle has to do it. So women are obligated to do it, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah. But like you say, Kiddush Levana, they don't have to do because it's once a month, it's connected to time. So they don't have to do it. Hallel, according to many opinions, women don't have to do. Hallel is also a rabbinic mitzvah. We make a bracha, shekadshanu b'mitzvaysev, right before we read Hallel. Why don't women have to do Hallel, according to most opinions? Because it's a mitzvah connected to time. Holidays, Rosh Chodesh, whatever, it's a time-bound mitzvah. So you don't have to do it. And there's no miracle there that they were part of. That's the whole argument. If women have to daven shachris and mincha, is dependent on the argument, is mitzvah davening connected to time or not? There are opinions, it's the argument between Rambam and Ramban. One opinion says, the only biblical mitzvah to daven is when you have a problem. If you don't have a problem, you don't have to daven.
For a woman?
No, for anybody. Biblically, I'm not talking rabbinically. Biblically, there are opinions that hold. You know when a man has an obligation to daven?
When he has a problem.
When you have a problem, you need God's help. You don't have a mitzvah to daven.
But that's before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed.
No, even after they held.
After.
Even after. This that we daven three times a day is rabbinic.
Wait, isn't it we're doing the three times basically?
Correct, but the question is, that's only remembrance of the sacrifices. It's not the mitzvah of the sacrifice. It's a remembrance of the mitzvah. So the question is, do women have to daven or not? It depends also if takev davening is a mitzvah connected to time or not.
And saying Shema is...
Saying Shema, women do not have to say the Shema. It says in Halacha, why do they? You just listen to what the women Wednesday night. Why do women have to say Shema? The first pasuk of Shema, by the way, they have to say. Because they have a mitzvah to believe in God. It's not time bound. Shema Yeh, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, God is one, that's belief in God, that's not a time-bound mitzvah, so that they have to say, but not the mitzvah of Shema per se. Women don't have to say Shema. They have to say the first pasuk. They could say it, it's good, it's nice, it's wonderful, but I'm saying,
no. The
women don't have an obligation of doing Shema before the time.
I understand.
Why not? Because they're not obligated in Shema. Why Shema is a time-bound mitzvah? Morning and evening. There it says, B'shach b'cho u'v'gamecha, at night and in the morning. That's time-bound. Women don't have to... So why do they say Shema? So it said, because that's not the mitzvah of Shema, it's the mitzvah of accepting the yoke of the oneness of God. That's what the mitzvah is.
When you say first Pasuk, it's just up to the Baruch Shem Kivu.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Men have a mitzvah to say the Shema. It's like we learned before. A man, let's put it, women have no mitzvah to learn Torah. They have a mitzvah to learn everything they need to know how to be a nice Jewish woman. okay? Which is plenty. All in La Shabbos, you know, all, it's plenty, it's lifetimes to learn. But technically, once a woman knows everything she has to know, she has no obligation to sit and learn. A man could know the entire Torah from A to Z. He can know everything that he still has a mitzvah to learn. Even Puravu, that the Gemara said, besides Rabbi Yechim ben Breiker says women are obligated in Puravu. But the Chachom in Estaloch that they're not. Because it says, Kifshua conquered the land, only women, men conquer, not women. It says, but there's another pasuk, which is not a mitzvah, but there's another aspect to having kids. Lo l'teil b'ra ala l'shavis yitzara. God did not create the world to be empty. He created it to be civilized. That aspect, it says in Halacha, women are obligated. It's not a mitzvah. It says in the pasuk, not in, even in Chumash, in Tanakh, in Nach, it says, Hashem didn't create the world to be empty. He created it to be civilized. That is not a mitzvah connected to time. It's not pur vu. Right? It's a mitzvah that the world should be civilized. And that women would have to do.
Civilized and setting up court system or just population?
Populating. No, the pasuk over there is referring to Shavas Yitzhara, does not mean civilized, it means inhabit, yeah, to be settled.
So you need people to settle.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not the mitzvah Puravu. Puravu, the aloch is not the Kerabichim Membreika, it says over here, but they have a mitzvah to populate the world.
The women have to know a lot of stuff.
The women have so much to learn. All negative mitzvahs, 365. All the laws of Shabbos, with Shabbos you could spend a lifetime just learning the laws of Shabbos. All the laws of Pesach, all the laws of Kashrut, all the laws of Mikvah, the zillions of laws. But again, the obligation is not the mitzvah of learning Torah. The obligation is they have to know how to conduct themselves like a nice Jewish woman. Once they know it, that's it, they're off. It doesn't happen, it ain't happening so fast that they should know that. But technically, they don't have a mitzvah of learning Torah 24/7. Okay.